Hello and welcome to the Sharpening Report. Today, we welcome a special returning guest to the show, Sean from SGT Report. The first time he was on, he was with our last host, Sam Johnston, and today he will be talking with me. So this is actually my first time bringing him on Sharpening Report, his second time on Sharpening Report, kind of a weird situation. But many of you know Sean has just been deleted on YouTube, SGT Report, which has been on YouTube a long time. Lots of people watch it. It's just gone now. Sean, I wish we were meeting under better circumstances. How are you doing?
I'm doing actually pretty well, man. I'm fired up, Josh. So thanks for having me on. I think this is a monumental time in American history, and we're going to fight. So I have much to share with you about this.
The way that we're going to have to do this, we did this similarly yesterday with Mark Taylor. We're in this YouTube version, we're going to be talking about just some general things, how people can help and like, you know, what people can do, what happened. But in the members only section, which we're going to get to as fast as possible for members of Daily Renegade, that one we can actually be a lot more candid and we can talk about whatever we want, because that is specifically at dailyrenegade.com. If people want to go get a membership, go ahead and do it. We have to do it that way because it's the only way that we can ensure that we're not going to be censored. So head on over to dailyrenegade.com. There you'll get the full uncensored, unedited, you know, just completely full interview where you can really get all of the information. But we wanted to do at least something for YouTube to let people know what is going on. So tell us a little bit about your channel. And again, in the members only section, we'll talk about what actually, you know, what you released on there that got it deleted in specifics. But, you know, clearly we can't do it here on YouTube. So just kind of generally, what kinds of things did you discuss? You know, why did YouTube find it to be such a threat? And what reasons did they give for deleting your channel?
Well, I'll tell you what. Here, let's start here because I want you to understand. You know, I said we're ready to fight. I want you to know that on October 15th, Josh, Google, without warning or cause, suspended, which is essentially terminating, right? Suspended means the channels are still out there, but they're not live, right? They say terminated if people go and try to find our content. But it wasn't just me. It was dozens and dozens and dozens of channels in the political space, in the news space. X22 had both channels of his taken down. SGT Report, you know, I have two channels, one with 630 some thousand subs and a backup channel with 107,000 subs. Neither of those channels had strikes. They were in good standing and they were both taken down on October 15th. Others in the space taken down: Sarah Westall, Red Pill 78, Just Informed Talk, Into the Matrix, And We Know, In Pursuit of Truth. It goes on and on and on. The list is long. Many of these channels, most of these channels, had no strikes. So when you ask, what was the content? Why did they take you down? We don't know. We believe it is absolutely politically motivated, and this hit job happened just 2.5 weeks before the presidential election. And that's why the lawsuit, the emergency injunction against Google to get these channels restored, which will likely be filed next week in California, is so important and timely, Josh. It is so important because they did this right before the election, which is why we have a window of opportunity to file an emergency injunction against Google for this clear-cut political hit job.
So what can people do to help support that? Like, where can people go to find you now? But how can people help and get involved in this?
Well, I'll do a screen share right here, and I thank you for asking that. We have raised in the past couple of days nearly $77,000 of essentially what we need is $125,000 to file this thing in the Ninth Circuit, most likely in California this coming week. I can't give too many more details than that, but we could really use people's help over at GoFundMe Support Big Tech Whistleblowers. It's really, really important. I'll stop the screen share, Josh. Look, I just want people to understand. So you've probably seen these comments, Josh, in the comments section. People often say, enough talk. We want action. You know, you've laid out the problems. Give us solutions. This is a chance, folks, for everyone listening to get involved. And we need your help. This action against Google and YouTube is real, it's going to happen, and it's going to be 100% funded through donations. All right? And the people putting their necks on the line are people like me and everybody else that's going to be on this emergency injunction as a plaintiff. All right? We are taking the fight to Google and YouTube, and we need everybody to please help. If everybody listening pitched in $5, we would hit that goal of $125,000 to $130,000 in no time.
Yeah, it's definitely important to do, and I'll definitely be helping out as well personally. And I'm asking my audience to go ahead and chip in at the GoFundMe. And this is a one big way that we can all gather together and make a big difference against this stuff that we all hate, we all complain about. But here's something that we can actually do. So thank you for sharing that. About censorship in general, you know, we've been seeing so much of this. I had my main channel deleted about a year ago, and about 3 years ago, I started seeing my subscribers just kind of plateau. You know, it was rising like any normal channel does, and then just dead out of nowhere. And I wasn't changing my content. Nothing else changed. So we've been seeing a lot of this kind of stuff. Do you think it's going to continue to get worse? Or generally speaking, besides the GoFundMe, is there something else that we can do to fight against this? How do we push back against like lawmakers and push back against social media companies? This lawsuit is a great way to start. But what do you see more of this coming on? What do you see it coming both in the near future and in the years to come?
Well, I think this is a line in the sand, and I think it's an important case that we're trying to take here against Google, because they have overstepped their boundaries. They've overstepped themselves in regards to Section 230, right? Big Tech likes to hide behind Section 230 and argue that Section 230 gives them the right to take down anything that they deem harmful. And our attorney, Chris Armenta, who is a 25-year attorney, she is one of the top 100 attorneys given awards in California for being a top 100 attorney in California, specifically in the area of civil rights, and she has litigated against Google. She's very experienced. I have some sound bites from her I would like to play for you at some point during this interview. But she's made the case that under Section 230, the Ninth Circuit has been real clear at this point, saying that does not give Big Tech immunity against anything they want. Look, it doesn't give Big Tech the right to take down anything they deem harmful. And under Section 230, what it was designed for, believe that, you ready for this? I think, by the way, do you know what I think the common thread is between all the channels that were taken down, Josh?
What's that?
It wasn't or anything like that, like the mainstream media would have people believe. It was that every single one of the channels that was taken down has fought against, publicized, and spread the word about rampant trafficking. Yeah. That's the common link. And here's the crazy part. Section 230 was put into place decades ago to prevent child trafficking. It allowed... Well, you know, Google didn't exist at the time, neither did YouTube, but it allowed platforms to remove obscene, lewd, lascivious, filthy, and excessively violent content or otherwise objectionable content. All right? You know what that is. You understand what that content is. That's not political speech. All right? If I'm reporting about the Biden emails, well, Google might call that otherwise objectionable, but the Ninth Circuit is saying, no. It has to be obscene, lewd, lascivious, filthy, or excessively violent, or otherwise objectionable. So otherwise objectionable is not a catch-all for Big Tech to remove anything they don't like. No. It has to be a like thing. It has to be obscene, lewd, lascivious, filthy, or excessively violent. And that's not what political speech is. So, reporting about emails, which I have been doing before my channel got taken down, is political speech. So I think this emergency injunction against Google that will be filed this coming week, I believe probably on the 26th of October or the 27th, is huge. Because, look, this lawyer we've hired, she's no shrinking violet. She's very, very smart and very, very experienced, Josh.
Well, that's excellent. And so, yeah, people, I pray that people support it, but also all of us as Christians, let's keep this in prayer too, because it's not just a fight. You know, I mean, it's a fight against even our religious liberties, because I've had videos deleted because I talk about Jesus too much. I mean, it's really an assault from all sides, and we're going to see more and more and more of this if we don't do anything. So I really am happy to hear that you're doing something about it, and there's a lot of people out there doing something about it, and I'm definitely asking my audience to do something about it.
Well, and you asked, and I didn't answer the question, I realize. You asked, is this going to continue? Is it going to get worse? The answer is yes. If we don't stand up, if we don't take the case to Google, if we don't plead our case in the Ninth Circuit, which, by the way, has really tipped conservative now. The Ninth Circuit used to be the most liberal circuit in the country, but President Trump got some conservative judges in there. So we really stand a chance here to plead our case and actually get justice. And what we want is Google to re-implement, to put back up the channels they illegally took down on October 15th before the election. Because after the election, irreparable harm will have been done to the channels, to the election, and to those who follow those channels to get their news and to have discourse and to, you know, make decisions. That is the argument. That's why this is so important that we file this before the election.
Where is the best place for people to find you now if they want to still follow you and the news that you provide? Where can people go?
Well, I really appreciate you asking me that, because I don't know how many people know this. This is so criminal what the big tech companies have done. They clearly colluded. YouTube obviously colluded internally amongst themselves to take down all these channels on the same day, right? None of the channels had strikes. They were all in good standing. So YouTube is in violation of its own terms of service just for that action. Then MSNBC did a hit piece talking about YouTube, saying they're going to crack down on channels. Well, what's a channel? And on channel. All right, that's very subjective. And then my MailChimp account was taken down by MailChimp just a couple of days later, after 3.5, 4 years with MailChimp. And then 2 days ago, Patreon, after 3 years of being on their platform, terminated my channel, citing and on content and disinformation. Now, I'm going after Patreon too, because what Patreon made the mistake of doing is saying, we took your Patreon page down and on content. Well, guess what? The only way I could upload any videos or embed videos on Patreon was by using Vimeo, which banned me 3-4 weeks ago, or YouTube. Well, when YouTube deleted my channels on the 15th, all of the content on my Patreon page went away. None of the videos were playable. So a week later, Patreon says, now we're taking down, you know, your page here because of content. Well, whatever content is, which is very subjective, and, you know, I don't even know what that is, to be honest with you, Josh. It's very subjective. None of the content was there. So, look, we really need people's support. The remaining avenue of support that I have right now is sgtreport.tv. We have a dedicated server there, so there will be no more censorship. All content, exclusives, everything I make will go there at sgtreport.tv. It's $3.99 a month, and that helps us pay for the server, right? YouTube hosts all this stuff for free. When you start doing your own thing, you actually have server costs and hard costs. But it will be a lifeline for me, Josh, because it's clear that big tech wants us, frankly, financially dead. They want us absolutely destitute. They want us broke. And they want us to shut up and go away. And we're not going to do it, Josh.
Amen. Absolutely. That's the same reason why we created Daily Renegade. Speaking of which, we're going to head over to members only content so we can actually be free to speak about anything that we want. And we're going to talk about some of the things that, you know, in specific details. And also for you, for everybody watching on YouTube right now, and I said this with the Mark Taylor one that we did yesterday, and same with this one. If you're noticing any, like, what sound like audio skips, it's not audio skips. They're done in intentionally, because even saying somebody's name on YouTube right now can get an entire channel deleted. So if you want the whole interview and you want it uncensored, you know, no issues, nothing cut out, and blame YouTube for that if you're going to blame anybody, head on over to dailyrenegade.com and get a membership. Daily Renegade wouldn't even need to exist if YouTube just played by their own rules, if they were just clear and fair and honest. And, you know, but we've had problems with them. We have to build our own things. And Sean is absolutely right. It does cost money. So head on over to dailyrenegade.com, get a membership. Before we go over to members only content, Sean, is there any final words that you have for people viewing for free?
Well, I just want to thank them. I want to thank them for being engaged. I want to thank them for fighting for, you know, truth and justice. For Christianity, because you're right, YouTube doesn't like Christianity very much. I tell my wife all the time, had my channel been a pro-abortion, pro-Biden channel, I wouldn't be having any problems right now. And I'd be fully monetized. I can guarantee you that. So I just want to thank everybody who still has the ability to critically think, get engaged. Please do support the effort to file this emergency injunction against Google. It's actionable. It's real. It's really going to happen. And we're taking the fight to them, and we could really use everybody's support. So that's GoFundMe, support big tech whistleblowers. You could probably search for it by searching for Zach Voorhees. Zach Voorhees is organizing this fundraiser. He's the Google whistleblower, and he's organizing the fundraiser on behalf of Ryan Hartwig. He was the Facebook whistleblower. This is the real deal, all right? And the attorney, Chris Armenta, is just dynamite. And in the private stuff we're going to do next for your viewers there, Josh, I have some sound bites from her. You'll be amazed. She's very, 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 very bright.
Excellent. Well, yeah, let's get into that for sure. So people viewing for free, we want to thank you so much for your support. And then also, if you're viewing this on YouTube, go in the description. We'll put that link to that GoFundMe so you can just click on it and it'll take you right there. If you want to support, that would be a big help. Head on over to dailyrenegade.com, get a membership for the rest of this sharpening report, where we don't have to worry about being censored. We don't have to worry about any of that stuff because we own it. We can talk about whatever we want there. So all that being said, everybody viewing, members, hang on the line. Everybody viewing for free, thank you so much. Take care and God bless.